I think the most powerful influence in our lives right now is the media. And if you look to the media, you'll really find the answer to most things that are going on in society. That which is contentious and argumentative and hostile and all the negatives are certainly fed by the media. The media benefit from any negativity. The media don't benefit from making everybody content and happy. No, they'll pick up some little remark that some politician made. As we're talking right now, the fact that some public figure made some mental notes by writing with ink on her hand, that becomes a great subject of discussion. Can you imagine the fate of the world is depending now on how we handle whether you should make a mental note by writing on your hand a few things you want to remember. And then a spokesman for the president gets on and mimics this person as sort of a psychic attack to make them look foolish that they wrote on their hand. How could you have a president of the United States who writes on their hand to remember something? You get the whole tilt of it. And you begin to see that the villain in the grass, 90% of the time in today's society, I'd say 90%, is the media. How the media chooses to picture a thing, how they slant it, how they propose it. And of course, the media plays off that. How easily you get programmed by it. And the major part that it plays in today's mass communications, the media play a major role in today's world. Major. When I was young, you could turn on the radio. You could turn down the radio if you wanted to and hear the latest gossip from New York City or something. But it didn't profoundly affect your life. But the media played a great part in World War I and after Pearl Harbor. Of course, in those days, it was the radio. And President Roosevelt, the whole world gathered around the radio. So you see how mass communication, either the radio or nowadays the television, and I suppose the computer, because people are always talking about their emails, and I don't work a computer, so I don't know. People in the office run the computers, but they'll tell you what's on the gossip, the internet. So now what's on the internet? A blog site. Oh, that's what they call a blog site. So what's being blogged today is what's important. So you see, the media, the blogs, the television play such a major role. And what are people talking about? They're talking about what's on television or their most recent blogs. That's what people are talking about. It's very funny. Okay. Technology has made people overconnected. If you say something instantly, it's out on the blog site and everybody's sending emails about it and you're getting feedback. I think it's over-communication. There's nothing going on in your family to be depressed about. So why are you upset or depressed? Well, it's all the mass technology coming in. What's on TV and the blog sites and the emails you got today? I think there's over-communication.